Massachusetts Democratic Party Chairman John Walsh and local party activists held a unity event in a small park in downtown Westfield Wednesday morning to kick off the final 27 days of the campaign. Holyoke City Councilor David Bartley beat East Hampton Mayor Michael Tausnick in a close Democratic primary on Tuesday. The two greeted each other Wednesday morning with warm smiles and handshakes.
Well done. Yeah, it was a good race.
It was a good race. Very good race.
Nice to see you, Brent.
Bartley and Tausnick were separated by just 243 votes in a contest that produced very low voter turnout in the 11 communities that make up the 2nd Hamden and Hampshire State Senate District. Bartley said he was very humbled by the victory.
It was a great race, issues-oriented race, and I really just want to congratulate my opponent. Forced me to really study the issues and really learn more about the district. And so using that background now, I think we can go ahead and really advocate a strong Democratic position for Western Mass.
The primary campaign was marked by an absence of acrimony and few discernible differences on issues between the two candidates. Bartley said his campaign will focus on the economy, education, and the needs of the district's blue-collar people.
Working on behalf of the people, listening to their voices and hearing them and bringing them down to Boston to argue on their behalf and to bring local aid back to Western Mass.
Bartley will face Republican State Representative Donald Humason on November 5th, with the winner serving out the remaining 13 months of former Republican State Senator Michael Knappick's term. Knappick, who represented the district on Beacon Hill for almost 20 years, resigned in August to take a newly created administrative position at Westfield State University. His departure left Republicans with just 3 seats in the 40-member Senate. Even with that kind of dominance, Party Chairman Walsh said it is important for Democrats to pick up the open seat.
The reason these elections result with Democratic wins is because the Republican Party in Massachusetts don't offer a positive vision for what kind of government they want. Instead, and I think Representative Humason reflects this, in a partisan way, they celebrate every bump in the road that Massachusetts has.
Walsh said the campaign should not focus on political ideology, but on the needs of the district. Humason, who, as expected, easily won the Republican primary over Michael Franco with more than 80% of the vote, said he will stress his 11 years of experience as a state representative as he campaigns to move over to the Senate.
I know the district, I know the building, I know the legislature, I know the process, and I can really literally hit the ground running the moment I'm sworn in. I don't need a learning curve, and I can just get to work.
Humason said he believes voters will not be swayed by any partisan appeals.
Right, well, anyone who would say that the job needs to be held by a Democrat to do a good job, I just use 2 words, Mike Knappick. And Mike, as a Republican, represented the 2nd Hamden, New Hampshire district with distinction and with honor and did a phenomenal job for every one of the communities in this 11-city district.
In addition to Westfield, East Hampton, and Holyoke, the district includes Agawam, part of the city of Chicopee, and the towns of Southampton, Southwick, Granville, Russell, Montgomery, and Toland. Reporting from Westfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.